morning we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Memches, Simon Beis. So the Chayodim said that in a case where a person did not start together with the other people, one of the three did not start with the other three, and did not finish with them, so then he's allowed to do so. So the moment of making a kriyas is either because they started together or ended together. Fine. Now, skipping the parentheses, v'imhoya onus umisyari mehepsin moment. In a scenario where one of the three is in a state of onus that he has to leave, or the concern of hesed moment, filakaba atzma imahem bitkilo mutalik mesudasa karam lehem v'yivorech. Even if he started the meal together with them, he's allowed to complete the meal before them and bench without a zimun. It would be nice in that situation for the two to interrupt their meal and to do a zimun with him. They're not mechuyev to do so. He will end up without a zimun. We're going to allow him in that situation to leave early. Now, we're not going to allow him to leave early without a zimun in a case where he's chayv in zimun. What we're going to say is that this opinion holds that the moment of kviyas zimun is not, like we've been saying until now, starting together, but rather ending together. So in a case where they all three ended together, so they have a chiyuv of zimun and they have to bench and they can't leave without doing zimun. In a case where he ended before them, even though he started together with them, so according to this opinion, that's not considered that there's a chiyuv of zimun, and therefore he's allowed to leave without saying benching with zimun. This is the opinion of the Rav Haigoin. The Beis Yosef says the Rav Hai was only matarit in a case where there's a zonus or hefsed moment. So then he says you can follow, you can accept this approach that the moment of chi of zimun is at the end and not at the beginning. But in general, avol imena dabar nachutz sarach lahachmir. But if it's not necessary, there's nothing pressing, so then you have to be machmir and assume that the moment of the chiyuv zimun is not at the end when the three complete the meal together, but rather at the beginning when the three start the meal together. So since over here all three started together, this one individual is not allowed to bench before the other two without zimun. He cannot force the other two to interrupt their meal and answer. If they so wish, they could, but they're not mechuyev to. So he has to wait, and he can't bench without zimun. If he'll do a zimun without them answering, it's worthless, so he's forced to wait. In the case of an onus, or because he's worried about hefsed momen, so then you're allowed to complete the meal beforehand and leave. Now, this is the idea. This is discussed in Simon Reish, as you see the Marmar Kaimus. Say this is the opinion of El Yerabah, not like the Taz in Simon Reish, and the Magen Avraham in Simon Reish. And if you have the Piskei Mishabura, the Mishabura points out it's appropriate for them to interrupt and join them. Be nice to him and join him. Now, in the Piskei Mishabura in number 8, so this is a scenario where the one finishes before the two. What about the other round? The two finish before the one. So the luck is in a case where two finish before the one. So they can force a zimun on the one. They can force him to interrupt his meal and do zimun. Okay? But according to this opinion of the Rav Haigoin, there's no chiyuv zimun in a case where it's nachutz and they finish before, so that there was no gemar suda, the three of them did not finish the meal together. There's no chiyuv zimun. So they would be permitted, if they so wished, to bench by themselves, not do zimun, and in the case of where it is nachutz. Okay. Now, if they finished their meal and did not bench, and now that number three finished, So what's the halacha? So they did not finish the meal together. So arguably, according to this opinion, there's not a chiyuv zimun. So that, Mishnah Berurah points out, we said before, the definition of finishing really has two parts to it. So the scenario which we're talking about normally is they all finished a meal together. So that's called the Gemara Suda. But we said before, if two people ate a meal and they finished and they add a third, that creates a zimun, even if they're not eating with him, if they are not, they're not so full that they couldn't join him if they wanted to, they could eat some more. So that's called that they're eating together. So there's two definitions of Gemara Suda. There's the actual Gemara Suda, and there's this potential Gemara Suda, that since they could eat more, even though they chose not to, and he's eating, it's like they're being with him. And then when he finishes, all three of them have sort of ended their meal together. They stopped eating earlier, but they made the decision to no longer eat and bench together with number three when he finished his meal. So in that situation, there is a chiyuv zimun. If the two finished before the three, they didn't bench. Number three finished, so that's considered there was a gemara suda together, and there is a chiyuv zimun according to everybody in that situation, because you have the gemara together. So that's how we sort of integrate the counsel which he said before, that we do not need them to end together. Here we're saying that there's opinion says that they need to end together, or alternatively, in a case where they did not start together, there's only chiyuv zimun if they ended together. But here we have the scenario where it's somewhere in the middle that didn't actually end together, but since that it has the equivalent status as if they ended together, and that also would create a chiyuv of zimun. Have a good day.